This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I really am down with it.
How about being across the street with it?
Get right down to the real nitty-gritty now. Let's get right on down to the nitty-gritty now. One, two, nitty-gritty now. Yeah, boom, nitty-gritty now.
Ooh. It's Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. You want to hear the nitty-gritty? Well, sorry, folks. I've been on the road since like 5 o'clock this morning. I put on about 250 miles today, all industry-related stuff. And the first jerk I met, which really upset me, was on the New York State Thruway at about 5:30 in the morning. He's in the middle lane doing 60 miles an hour. It's okay. The limit's 65. So I get in the left lane to pass him, and he speeds up, and I'm doing 65, and I'm doing 70. He speeds up. I'm doing 75. He speeds up. Okay, so I take my foot off the accelerator, move back into the middle lane, and he slows down to 60 miles an hour again. He did the same thing again when I tried to pass him. You know how aggravating that is? To start your day, okay, with a jerk who won't let you pass him because he's going under the speed limit. And all you want to do is even if just do the speed limit, okay? So I won't give out your plate number, but if you're listening, that's for you. Also, I was on a state road this morning. And, you know, state roads, the speed limit in New York State is 55 miles an hour. And he was making a right turn into a gas station. It's a one-lane road in each direction. So two lanes, one in each direction, and he starts to turn in. Most people turn in, you know, they don't almost stop. So he almost stops on the state road, and I swerve to go around him. And as I swerve to go around him, he turns his wheel to the left and decides he wants to cross the road. Less than an inch. Didn't know I was there, even though it was dark out and my headlights were on. So, you know, that was another problem. And then this afternoon, I went to the State of the District for New York City Council member Idanis Rodriguez, who's been on the show. He's the chairman of the Transportation Committee of the New York City Council. And I'm driving up the Harlem River Drive. And it's clear sailing, 50-mile-an-hour limit. Oh, you're looking at Yankee Stadium on the right, and the river is there. What a glorious day. Great day to be alive. And I reach 155th Street, and I hear the screeching of brakes, and I have to hit my brakes because some genius in an Odyssey minivan decides that he wants to make a left turn and get off the 155th Street exit, except he's parallel with the exit. He has to cross three lanes of 50-mile-an-hour traffic to do it. Thank you very much for that. You know, those are the jerks of the day who made my day very interesting today. But it's stuff that people face, you know? They face it every day. You have to be aware of your surroundings. And guys, ladies, you know, tell your kids. I mean, tell everybody, if you miss your exit, keep going. There'll be another one, I promise you. It was interesting because I've been getting so many reports of illegal solicitations this week in New York City by other vehicles other than yellow cabs that I'm telling everyone I met this week, if you are solicited illegally in Manhattan by any other car except the yellow cab below 96th Street, call 311. Call 311. Get the plate number, you know the time, and get the location. And I think you need to voice the injustices that are going on, not to me, but to the administration. So call 311. And I do want to thank the Department of Transportation in New York City. Last week, I was complaining about the Grand Central Parkway and the potholes and the people stopping on the road and on the highway to avoid the potholes, and they repaved the entire Grand Central Parkway from LaGuardia Airport to about a mile before the Long Island Expressway in New York. For those of you folks listening out of New York City, sorry, but I got to keep something local here. You know, so great job to the Department of Transportation. We know there's hundreds of other potholes all over the place. Some places are like obstacle courses. Call 311. Don't curse. Don't yell. Don't scream. Call 311. They will get to it. Okay? So we have a couple of guests tonight on the show. Frank Venezia is flying. He's in transit. The planes have been delayed because of the wind out there. So maybe Frank will join us later. We hope he has a safe flight, by the way. And also driving today, I have to tell you I'll tell you about it in a little while. I met a taxi poet, but we'll get to her in a little bit. In the meantime, one of our guests today is Mike Fogarty. He's the latest president from the TLPA and also the head of TriStar Worldwide. Mike, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, thanks for having me. Great to be with you this evening.
Why don't you tell everybody what the TLPA is and what you do there?
Dave, the TLPA is the largest for-hire association representing taxi cabs, limousines, and paratransit vehicles. We have over 1,100 member companies around the country and around the world. Lately, we've been fighting the app companies. That seems to absorb most of our resources and most of our time, making sure that there's a level playing field for licensed for-hire vehicles.
The app companies. So where are you based?
I'm based out of Boston, but I also have a small fleet of vehicles in New York. We have an office in Flushing.
So these app-based companies who dispatch by apps, I guess, you know, it's no secret we're talking about Uber, for one. You know, what is the problem the TLPA has? Is it the same problem that we have in New York as far as, you know, price gouging?
Well, there's two main issues I see with the app companies. And the first is, you know, consumer protection, which you just mentioned, the price gouging. The second is the public safety issues. In many jurisdictions, these app drivers haven't gone through the same background checks. They don't have adequate insurance. In fact, there's significant gaps in insurance on the vehicles driven by app drivers. And, you know, the app companies haven't been forthright in addressing those gaps. There's a real integrity issue.
How many cities are represented in your association?
Oh.
About.
We have members in every large city across the country, Dave.
Is your take on these app dispatch companies the same as every one of your members?
I would say app companies are having different impacts in different markets, and the issues may vary. But amongst the membership, we've really distilled it down to the background checks on drivers, the insurance issues, and making sure that they're paying the same fees, taxes that licensed for hire vehicles have to pay. You know, we do see consistency in what the members, you know, are looking for.
Let's talk about Boston for a second. Boston had record snowfalls this winter. I feel sorry for you guys. I mean, when you have a snow plow and the snow keeps coming right back where you plowed it from because there's no place left for it to go, I really feel for you guys. What was the situation with those app-based companies during the snowstorm?
Well,
snowstorms.
During the snowstorms, we not only had the snow, but we had a lot of issues with our mass transit. So there was a real strain on traffic, a real strain on public transportation. And, you know, the app-based companies put significant surge pricing factors on during these storms.
How so?
Well, they went to 2X, 3X, 4X, their normal rates. So consumers were paying significantly more than they normally would for short rides.
You know what's interesting? The subway fare and bus fare went up today in New York City by 25 cents. Okay? There's outrage. There is outrage. How dare they raise it 25 cents? But the spin doctors who work for these app-based companies, four times, five times? Hey, you know, people want them. That's okay. What about the middle class? What about the people trying to get to the middle class? What about the upper middle class? Can you afford nine times, or as Mike Fogarty said from TLPA, four or five times the average fare? What would happen if you got in the yellow cab and he charged you five times the fare? You wouldn't like it, would you? By the way, we're on the phone with Mike Fogarty, the president from TLPA. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I was reading something about one of these app companies creating a million jobs for women. Does the TLPA have any position on that?
Yeah, we were very concerned. You know, when we heard the million jobs for women, especially given that company's track record with sexual assaults in the backseat of their vehicles. We did some research, and we've actually found out that partnership was made up by Uber. Uber had sponsored a one-time event for the UN, but you know, there's a video online where the UN has stated they're not moving forward with a partnership with that company.
Oh, that's very interesting. I didn't hear that part of it. Is there anything you want to say to your brothers in arms in the taxi industry in New York City before you have to go?
Well, it's been a good week in terms of issues coming to a head in other countries. One company's office was raided in Paris by the authorities.
I read about that. What was that all about, Mike?
It was about providing service and not being properly licensed to provide the service. And
so is this another case of what we've been reading about again and again, finding loopholes and circumventing the spirit of laws?
Absolutely. And that is the modus operandi of these app companies. And again, the service was banned in Germany, and offices were raided in South Korea. It seems like some of the foreign countries are doing a much better job at enforcing existing laws. And I guess if I could get a message out to the brothers in arms, that let's push regulators, let's push politicians to enforce the rules that are on the book, and make sure that that there's a level playing field for drivers, for owners, for people in the for hire business that are doing it legitimately.
Well said. Can you stay with us for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. That's taxihale@aol.com. And we will read your emails, if they're clean, on the air. Oh, there comes some of the phones are lighting up already. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens, overlooking the lovely Van Wyck Expressway. Oh, how nice it looks on this first Taxi Dave Show of spring. Tommy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to say I'm a big fan of the show. I just started listening, and I'm trying to catch up on all your recent past shows on the internet. So I look forward to listening to you almost every night.
You can get that, folks, on WOR 710. Just scan down to Taxi Dave, and you'll find the shows there. Thank you, Tommy.
Anytime. I don't know where to begin. I can tell you about pet peeves just like you. You read my email 2 weeks ago. I thank you for that. You know, letting people know that driving is a privilege and they need to obey certain you know, common laws and, you know, respect the road and, you know, everyone will be, you know, we'll have a, you know, safe ride home.
You mentioned common laws, Tommy. Let me just interrupt you for a second. We have a guest with us. Okay, Mike Fogarty, the president of the International TLPA, and he was talking about some app companies circumventing the law. Do you see anything unusual with some cars that are not yellow cabs in Manhattan?
But unfortunately, from my experience with the government, I know that Uber has lobbyists in the political system, and they donate, you know, to political, you know, little contributions. So we're talking about politics now, so I can't really.
Well, how about this? Do you ever see illegal solicitations?
All the time.
There we go.
All the damn time.
Well, you need to tell your passengers if they are solicited illegally. Just jot down the plate number and the location, and when they get into a yellow cab, call 311 and make the complaint.
I tell them all the time, especially at the airports. I tell them if you're solicited at the baggage claim, feel free to call 311. You know, take a picture. Sometimes that might help with your camera.
Hey, Mike, is that a problem in Boston? Illegal solicitations at the airports and in the streets with app-based companies?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the sexual assaults that happened in Boston by an app-based driver was the result of a solicitation. And when stings have been done across the country, it's been proven that the app-based drivers will solicit cash fares.
It's been proven, huh?
It's been proven. You know, there was a news station in Denver that did it, and they recorded four solicitations on the street of Denver.
Hey, Tommy, anything you want to add to that?
No, I see it all the time as well in New York City. You know, black livery cars, they slowly pull up to the to solicit passengers on the corners, and you know, or roll down their windows and say, "Would you like a cab?" And
so, you know, what's as the solution? A yellow cab,
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So, what's the solution? How do you see it being fixed?
I honk. I open my window. I'm a Brooklyn bred boy, and I tell them keep driving. You're not allowed to pick them up.
Oh, no wonder Frank likes you. You're a Brooklyn bred boy. Now I get it. Okay.
I'm born and bred Brooklyn.
How you doing?
How you doing? What's I going to say? Also, I have a few pet peeves as well. Yeah, it was a guy in front of me. I'm sorry, it was a guy in front of me.
Oh, okay. Now let's get back. Okay. You were talking about, I was venting a little bit at the beginning of the show about jerk drivers and three instances that happened today. You know, what's the biggest pet peeve that you have that other drivers do?
Oh, I don't know where to begin, but my biggest would be how drivers don't stay in their lanes. I'm sure you're familiar with Second Avenue. We know the Second Avenue subway is causing a big mess on the Upper East Side. Now, a lot of these drivers don't stay in their lanes. They understand that the lane markers, the roads, you know, curve. Well, I don't want to say curve, but they go left and right. If they don't stay in their lanes, they merge into the other lanes and cause accidents. I can give you a story. A couple of months ago, on the FDR Drive South, on the service road where 34th Street is, I was on the right lane, and I had a green cab on the left lane. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with 36th Street, how it curves a little bit under the FDR.
Go ahead.
Now, the green cab on the left wanted to catch the light, which was turning red.
And so what happened?
He cuts me off. And in order to avoid an accident, it's either let him hit me, which I don't want to, you know, the car's going to be out of service. I have to spend more money.
Or,
the insurance. That's a headache. Or I swerve. Because I swerved and the sidewalk was broken, I popped a tire. I was so irate that the Brooklyn came at me that I went past the red light. This was at 3 in the morning. I confronted the individual, and at first I was nice. I was like, excuse
okay.
me.
Okay, so the biggest pet peeve you have is drivers not staying in their lanes. Does that mean not signaling?
That as well. That little stick on the steering wheel. It's standard on every car. It's not supposed to lift it up and down.
I was wondering what that stick was for. Hey, listen, Tommy, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in. We do appreciate it. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're here with Mike Fogarty from the TLPA. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a quick shout on a couple of recalls. There's so many other things that happened this week, regarding the tolls and congestion pricing and speed cameras, revenue versus safety, a new Port Authority. Is that happening? The poet that I met today. So much stuff going on. In the meantime, I am Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sign all burst into bloom and decay.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Went out last night, I didn't stay late. For a home, had a 19 dates. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Hey, Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Here's a couple of recalls for you. Jeep Grand Cherokees, 2013 Dodge Durangos. The fuel pump relay inside the integrated power module may fail, causing the vehicle to stall without warning. That's only 338,000 vehicles affected by that recall. And then we have a small recall, 625,000 Nissans 2013 and through 2015 Altimas. The secondary hood latch may bind and remain in the unlatched position when the hood is closed. And you know what that can cause. So there are your two recalls for today. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Mike Fogarty, the president from TLPA. So how do you like the show so far, Mike?
Oh, it's great, Dave.
What's your biggest pet peeve about other drivers?
Well, you mentioned it on your pet peeves. It happened to me today. People slowing down on a relatively fast roadway, slowing down, stopping before they make the right-hand turn. I can't stand that.
Okay. Let's take a couple of calls. Clem, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, good evening, Dave. Good evening.
Welcome back.
Yes, and your pal there also. Listen, I heard some good news from the taxi commissioner's mouth. I'd like you to talk about it. It's uplifting for you medallion cab drivers. She said that when a cab driver gets a red light ticket from the Department of Traffic, they know who the driver is. You know, I'm going through these red light cameras. They know who the cab driver is because he has to stick his picture in the meter.
If you want me to tell the story, I will, and I'll tell you what I know, because there is an update, and I mentioned it 1 week when you weren't on. Initially, Just so everyone knows, we have these speed cameras, and there's an issue to begin with. Is it revenue? Is it really safer? You know, what drives it? But in New York City, if you go through a red light camera, you get a $50 summons in the mail. You pay it, and it's forgotten. No points on your license, and you'll know better for the next time because you don't want to get another summons. If you happen to have a license from the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission and go through a red light camera, not only do you have the honor of giving 50 bucks to the city of New York, but you then get a letter from the Taxi and Limousine Commission saying, give us 300 bucks. If you don't, you're going to have to go to trial, go for a hearing, give us 400 bucks, and you're going to get 3 points on your license. You've already signed that you're guilty of going through the red light, and they have a copy of that, so you cannot win. What originally happened was it was supposed to start January 1st, combining TLC points and the Department of Motor Vehicle points. For those of you who don't know, if you get 6 points within 15 months, you are suspended for 30 days. If you get 10 points within 15 months, you're revoked. Bye-bye. See ya. So right now, the TLC pulled back a little bit, and they're still giving warnings to drivers. They're not giving you the 3 points on the TLC license. It's a word to the wise. Watch those red light cameras, everybody. Now, what else did you want to say, Clem?
Part of some good news. I heard 2 points. Point one, from the New York Post, there was a story about Uber, and within the same column, there was a story about the situation for medallion cabbies. Good news for the medallion cabbies. They said for every fare Uber gets, a medallion cab gets 10.
How many fares did they say Uber got?
Well, for every one that they get,
How many fares did they say Uber got? Did they say that in the article? Do you have the article in front of you?
No, but I gave it to someone else. But the medallion cabs are getting 10 fares for every one Uber gets. Now, I'd like to tell you something. It's very important. If you medallion cab drivers, tell the story to your passengers. You spread the word that Councilman Greenfield from Borough Park, Brooklyn, he said the average Uber driver, they charge $39 a mile. And from one person, he took a cab to LaGuardia from Borough Park, he got charged $450. So this is truly a rip-off company. That's why many countries have banned Uber, and it's very mysterious.
Thank you for bringing that up to us. I appreciate you. You know, you're a great listener, a great fan of the Taxi Dave Show, and a great caller. Just to clarify, I don't know what it is in Boston, Mike, but when Uber in New York City, all that has to happen is you give the Taxi and Limousine Commission your rates. And as long as you don't overcharge the rates that you've given the Taxi and Limousine Commission, you're okay. So they gave the Taxi and Limousine Commission this ridiculous rate of $39 a mile. And what Councilman Greenfield said, now the part of the story is true. Someone was charged $400 to LaGuardia. But he said if the max of $39 a mile was charged, it would cost him $700 to get to JFK Airport. What is the max they can charge in Boston? Do you know, Mike?
There is no limit. It's not regulated. It is regulated for licensed taxis, but Uber is operating outside the scope of the law, and it's not regulated. There is no cap.
So you have set fares set by whom?
The taxi commission in Boston that's run by Hackney Carriage and within the Boston Police Department. There's a set fare for the licensed taxis.
So why don't they set fares for the other guys?
Well, the TLPA does believe they should limit surge pricing. We applaud New York City for putting in a 3 times normal rate surcharge, but we feel that customers are being taken for a ride.
No pun intended.
Cab companies, they're very opportunistic about when they apply these surcharges. One article I read that 62% of the rides in Boston have some sort of surcharge.
Well, three times isn't a victory. Let me tell you that. Okay, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. We need to get it reasonable. I mean, does MTA in peak hours, or Long Island Railroad, or Amtrak when you go cross country peak hours, do they charge you three times the fare? Come on, let's get real here for all you folks listening. Okay, we're going to go through some phone calls quick because we have a ton of them. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I do like your show, and the mayor. I do like the mayor is doing a good job, but he needs to do clean up house, get rid of some people because they are not belong to TLC and DOT. With all my respect to the commissioner, Bloomberg still has hand at the TLC and the DOT. It seems like he has a lot of people. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
You know, they should the TLC get rid of those bad people because they are holding back the enforcement on the streets, and we do complain, and nobody listens to us.
More enforcement. Tell your fares, Charbel. Tell everyone you know. If you're solicited illegally, get the plate number, the location, and call 311. That's what we want. And thanks for calling. Mike at JFK, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Well, actually, I'm off JFK today, but I was out there yesterday in Vols Alto, believe me. First of all, I want to say thanks to the gentleman from the Taxi Limousine Paratransit Association. They are a very big organization helping the taxi business and everybody else who drives for a living in this business. So I just want to give a shout-out and thank him for coming onto your show, first of all.
Well, as long as he becomes a Yankees fan, we'll be friends.
Let's not get carried away. That might not happen. Everything else might happen, but that might not happen. I just want to say I'm losing my mind with this Uber. I call it the Uber-ectomy because my feeling is in New York, you can't spell Uber without BS. You know what I mean? And every time I turn around, they're talking about, we have thousands of cars. And last week they were saying they have 14,000 cars. And I'm saying, wait a second. They have four bases, four black car bases, one car service base. I'm doing the math. That's 2,500. They might have 10 or 12,000 phones, but they do this stuff all the time. They do this stuff with this huge hype machine on steroids with this constant propaganda. And I think the press they're just like robots. They just drink in everything they say, and it's one of those, it's on the internet. It has to be true. And I just want to say, at the very least, I was at Kennedy yesterday. These Uber guys are sitting there. They're just over-glorified gypsy cab hustlers. They have no idea. They have a little Photoshop sign in the window that says Uber, and there's no car number. You don't know if the guy is insured.
I have to verify something because I had two drivers come in, so much for verification, and say they told me at Terminal 4, the yellow cabs have one line, and when there's a long line of passengers, you're not allowed to pull next to that line to expedite the fares quicker. But they told me that on the other side of the street, where FHV vehicles were once never allowed, now they're triple parked. Is that true?
You got it. And the thing, sometimes they'll double up the line for the yellow cabs for feeding purposes only, to get cabs way off the back of the line. They'll have a double cab, but it's always just a single person jumping into a cab. It's very slow and methodical. I know for a fact this happens at Terminal 4 all the time. But on the left, it's like a jailbreak of Uber cars, and there's maybe two or three rent-a-cops with a whistle. Just every exhaling breath, they'll blow the whistle. So you don't know if they're getting greased, if they're enforcing the law, or if the guy is just a lunatic with a day-glow vest who likes blowing a whistle. There's no rhyme or reason with these cars on the left. I'll tell you, fellas, I'm losing. I swear to God, I'm losing my mind with this Uber thing. It could be straightened out in a week, and it's just this stalling, like the great call you had just before I came on. The guy was saying it seems like a stall job. You just have some people at the TLC who are trying to do the right thing, And then the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, and these nuts keep running around all over the place, like Buck Wild.
Well, tell us how you really feel next time, Mike.
I don't want to get. I don't want to use that language on the air.
Do you have problems like that at airports in Boston, Mike?
We do. You know, it's a real issue. Uber won't even disclose how many vehicles are on the road in the Boston area, and it's a proprietary secret. Yet New York, they have to because they're registered through the basis that they maintain. So at least in New York, we have an idea of how many vehicles are on the road. It's a real issue, and I agree with both the callers in terms of there's a ton of money and there's a ton of political contributions, and it's a campaign they're waging, and it's quite a battle.
Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on the Taxi Dave Show. In case you don't know, we've been speaking with what's your name again?
Who, me?
I'm teasing. No, we've been speaking with Mike Fogarty, the president of the TLPA, and TriStar Worldwide. Listen, thanks for sharing what's going on in Boston, what's going on with your association. I think there's a lot of commonality throughout the nation, throughout your association, and in New York City. So thanks again for coming on, Mike. Do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. I just want to mention a website that we have out there that could serve as a resource for your listeners. It's www.whosdrivingyou.org. It's a way we keep our membership up to date and the general public up to date on the battle with the unlicensed staffs.
I bet Noah's getting the song "Who Are You" together now. But go ahead. So say that website again.
www.whosdrivingyou.org.
All right. You've been listening to the president of the TLPA, Mike Fogarty, and we hope you'll come back again soon.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. To the other Mike, I don't know if you're still there, but thanks for calling in and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we have more phone calls. We have a lot of news to go over. One quick email. Decades ago, cabbies were watching those cab calling lights on the building entrances when people needed a yellow cab. At that time, they were busy all day long, and that business started to change with the increasing number of taxi cabs. Then calling lights became history. Cabs got GPS. The TLC promised to get messages about potential fares, but it did not work. None of the cab drivers got extra fares because of those promises. Now Uber and the TLC is promising new apps for yellow cabs to find fares more easily. That's from Steve. Thank you very much. When we come back, I'll tell you a few more stories that are going on in New York City, and we'll take some more calls. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned, folks. Come by every day.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Taxi Insider is back. Taxi Insider. How about the Taxi Dave Show? That was our whole show. And I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Gridlock Sam puts out a press conference, press release that says the tolls are too damn high. And, you know, he mentions that at 2 a.m. this morning, tolls went into effect. They went up again. The Verrazano Bridge is up to, you know, $16. A five-axle tractor-trailer going to New Jersey from Brooklyn is going to be charged $86. Two-axle trucks will pay $16 with cash. Verrazano Bridge two-axle trucks is $32. The Cross Bay and Marine Park bridges, $8 with cash. For vehicles, all the bridges that vehicles use, the Triborough or the RFK Bridge, as some people say, the Midtown Tunnel, Throgs Neck, Whitestone, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, up to $8 each way, and the Verrazano, $16 one way. So, you know, this is out of control, and Gridlock Sam's press release says the tolls are too damn high. So what does he suggest to fix those high tolls? Put tolls on all the East River bridges. Just think about that one, folks. Okay. We'll take one phone call, and then we have another guest on the phone. So who do we have next? We have Wayne. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Did we lose Wayne? Did we lose me? Okay. All right, let's take Tom O'Connor.
How do you do, Dave?
Hey, Tom. Glad you called back there.
Right. Very important. With this Yuba situation, where we come as far as the environmental in the city with 14,000 vehicles on the city of New York streets and running their engines and creating this pollution, where does the government come in here? Isn't there some violations involved? These are things we should look into.
You know a little bit about the taxi industry, right? How long have you been in it?
55 years, Dave. 55 years.
That's an excellent point.
I've never seen anything like it.
That is an excellent point. That's Tom O'Connor, folks. Gentleman who never received a summons in all his years of driving. Of course, what year did you turn in your license?
Here a couple of years ago, about four years ago, Dave.
All right. Well, you don't find guys like this. He's golden and he's safe. Thanks for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it, Tom. Right now, we have Kevin Moore on the phone. He's the executive director of the Connecticut Coalition for Safe Public Transportation. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Kevin. Dave. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Now, the Connecticut General Assembly Transportation Committee, I understand, held a public hearing not too long ago. You want to tell us about, you know, I understand you testified. So tell us a little bit about the Coalition for Safe Public Transportation and what you're fighting for and what you're opposed to.
Sure, sure. We are... I think safe to say the largest coalition united in Connecticut at this point to fight for a safe ride for hire environment for Connecticut's riding public. And in that, we, as you well know, have quite a few issues with Uber's incursion in our minds, in our view, frankly, I think, as even the legislators will acknowledge, an illegal incursion into Connecticut because it violates existing statutes that are on the books now and regulations that have been in place, you know, in an evolving way since the 1920s in Connecticut.
So tell us how so? How are they circumventing the law?
Well, there is a law on the books that I should have sent this to you. If you were to read this, and I know, I'll keep this short, but it defines exactly what a taxi cab is and defines exactly under what requirements a person who drives for hire should do in order to be driving on the streets legally in Connecticut. And I'd be happy to send it to you. I'll read it to you if you like. Any
is
motor
that
vehicle.
CGS 13B-97?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, AC, Noah, you keep me informed, man. I have a great, I got to tell you, I have a great engineer at this station.
Well, he's on the job, I'll tell you. If you read that, there's another section to it that any person who operates a taxi cab without obtaining a certificate from the Department of Transportation pursuant, et cetera, shall be guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. You know, it essentially defines what a person needs to do in order to drive a taxi cab, a ride-for-hire vehicle in Connecticut, and defines what a taxi cab is. Uber has, and they continue to do, they continue to put ride-for-hire vehicles on our roads, in our streets, essentially at the most lucrative areas for their fares.
Do they have the same insurance as licensed taxis?
Absolutely not, and that's one of our big bones of contention, because they truly are putting our Connecticut riders at risk. Another a couple of ways. One, their vehicles, unlike the regulated side of the industry, where we have to service and maintain our cars regularly to a schedule and ensure they're in proper riding condition and can only be on the road for so long, Uber does none of this. They're not required to do it. These are part-time drivers who are using their own personal vehicles. And under their own personal vehicles, in Connecticut, they are driving against the law because they do not hold insurance that will provide liability to them or their riding passengers in the event of an accident or injury of sorts, because they're not carrying insurance that covers a commercial vehicle.
Oh, that's weird, because in New York, gee, the drivers are licensed and the vehicles, you know, became registered with the taxi commission. So, you know, what do you, so that's what you're saying. What are you doing? What's going to happen?
Well, this hearing that was held on March 2nd was the first in what will no doubt be a very lengthy process. It was the first piece of legislation that the Transportation Committee has taken up to consider regulating Uber and other like TNCs as the regular taxi cab and livery industry is.
You mean app-based companies, right?
Well, you know, in short, yes. But I think, as you well know, it's almost a misnomer, because in cities across the country, and certainly in Connecticut, regulated taxi cab companies are using apps to engage passengers. This is nothing new. In fact, there's a company nationwide. You can go on the site. I think it's called Curb. Just go gocurb.com. They're providing this app service to regulated taxi cab companies in some 61 cities across.
Do you have a street hail law in any of the cities in Connecticut?
No, ours is quite different from, say, greater New York metro area. You know, in fact, in Connecticut, the majority of regular riders for our cabs tend to be from our cities, and they tend to be not the credit card carrying public. Let's say they tend to be poor senior citizens who live in the city, who don't own their own vehicles, who depend on taxi cabs for rides to grocery stores, to medical appointments, therapy appointments, to go to work. So they might have a low wage paying job that they need to get to and from each day. They'll take a cab. It's a cash-based economy. So Uber, unlike what the law reads, does not serve these neighborhoods. Taxi cab companies in Connecticut provide somewhat of a social safety net for that element of the population. And, in fact, Uber is ignoring these populations, ignoring the neighborhoods that they should also be serving, which they would be required to under Connecticut regulation. All we're asking for, Dave, bottom line, is safety for Connecticut's riding public. And to do that, we want to have a level playing field where all companies who provide ride-for-hire services are regulated under the same rules. And then compete to the best of your ability. We have more than 116 taxi cab companies in Connecticut, more than 340 limousine companies in Connecticut. So we're competing just fine, thank you very much. And we welcome Uber into the market to compete with us, but under the same rules that we're all fighting for.
I see a lot of parity. Certainly a lot of parity, commonality. Listen, folks, you're listening to Kevin Moore, the executive director of the Connecticut Coalition for Safe Public Transportation. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Kevin, you want to hang on while we take some callers?
You bet, sure.
Okay. Next, we have Mohammed. You're live on the Taxi
Hi,
Dave
Taxi
Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. How are you?
Okay, what's up?
I have a couple of things to discuss.
Take your time and hurry up. You have 1 minute.
Yeah.
And close your shut off your radio.
The one thing I'm going to discuss with you, any cab driver can go to the LaGuardia Airport, give $5 to the dispatcher, and pick up a fare. They do not need to go to any taxi lot.
Can you say that again? Say that again.
Okay. Any cab driver, they need a fare, and they do not need to go to any taxi lot. Just go direct to the dispatcher, give them a $5, and pick up a fare direct there. No need to wait.
Which terminals does that happen at?
All of them. They are doing openly.
Wow. Are you talking from experience?
Yes. Not personal, but my close friends, yes.
Wow. Mohammed, you're making news here. You know, it seems that every 5 or 6 years, a bunch of dispatchers are arrested for that type of illegal
activity.
No,
they are doing openly. And second thing is, if you go to the 16th Street and 9th Avenue, there's a restaurant, Buddha Khan. Black cars, trucks, TRC plates, without plates, they solicit every single customer, and nobody bother with them.
Hear that, regulators? Where is that again?
9th Avenue, 16th Street, and they occupied that taxi stand, only for taxis. Not for them.
Nights? Do you work nights?
I work nights.
Okay.
Every single night.
Mohammed, I got to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show and enlightening our listeners. Hey, Kevin, do you have any problem with dispatchers at the Connecticut airports being bribed?
Not that I know. We do know that Uber is also highlighting our Connecticut, Bradley International Airport as one of their main sites illegally again for fares. So that's a big issue for us.
All right, Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Dave. I'd like to just let everyone know that you do a lot of great and hard work for the industry. I think it's ridiculous that owner drivers cannot purchase the new Nissan cab without a partition. I think this is what happens when you have a monopoly. I think the ACLU should take up that cause. Also, I think driver-owned vehicles should have the option of installing the partition. I think that would bring a lot of drivers back to the industry and a lot of customers. Thirdly,
you know, when I used to drive, I really enjoyed not having a partition because communication was one of the fringe benefits. You can go around the world daily with your discussions with your passengers. Okay, what do you got next, Joe?
100%, Dave. And I think the regulators, both state and city, have been very lax in addressing this issue of smartphone being used as a meter in Uber cars. As far as I know, black cars are supposed to have either a flat fare or a zone rate. And metered rates are exclusive to yellow taxis. Okay?
Joe, you have to call me more often, man. you have a lot of good ideas. Maybe you'll co-host a show with me one night.
Okay, Dave. Thank you so much.
Okay, anything else? Because we have a bunch of callers.
No, thank you.
Thanks for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show. Are your meters regulated, or do the people in the cab companies in Connecticut give the passengers the fare in advance? Are they zones? Is that how it works in Connecticut?
Yeah, everything's regulated in the state, so.
Okay.
It's a little bit different from New York, I think.
Let's take a call from Gary. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Gary. Going once, going twice. You're out of there. Dave, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Dave.
Hi. I guess based on what I've been hearing you talk about, we should bring back prohibition and limit people's freedom.
Kevin, you want to take this?
Well, you know, I'd like to know, like you'd explain that a little bit. I mean, what is...
Sure, I'd love to. I'd be happy to explain it.
Sure.
It seems to me that the technology is going to continue to empower private drivers. I'm all for regulating the notion that they have insurance and that we know who they are. But if you think you're going to stop people from forming associations through the internet in ways that allow them to pick people up at the curb and take them from point A to point B with some sort of commission, you've got another thing coming. It's not going to happen. Just the same way that there is an underground Lucy sort of trafficking going on, and underground cigarettes and underground pot, this is going to be the same thing now that the technology is allowing it. So your best bet is to cut out the $1 million medallion BS and let people do the work for whatever they can get paid for.
All right, listen, I really appreciate the call. We have less than a minute. I just want to tell everybody you can go onto the WOR 710 website and listen to the full show in its entirety. Okay, tomorrow morning, it's always on there. Dave, I wish you called a little early. I wish I was able to take your call, because this is really part of a very interesting debate that everyone should hear about, to hear both sides of the story. And I do appreciate you calling the Taxi Dave Show. I appreciate you listening, and maybe we'll have a conversation again, and I hear my background music. Wonderful.
No chance to respond to that, Dave?
Real quick, you got 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's not the technology that we're opposing. In fact, our taxi companies use apps, so that's not the thing. It's to create a fair playing field for all companies in the interest of public safety.
Okay, Kevin, I got to go. Mike, I want to thank you from the TLPA. I got to go now. Hey, taxi! Take me to Boston and Connecticut!
This has been a podcast from WOR.